Blog Talk Radio.
I know he will make me whole. The spirit and the bride say, come. All you gotta do is come.
While listening to these songs, if you realize that you don't have a personal relationship with Christ, I would be very honored to introduce you not to religion, but to a relationship. Just pray with me. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for me, rose for me, and you're coming back again for me. Forgive me for all my sins. I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart. I am saved. Welcome to the family. Welcome.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, come. Come into me, child. You are special. You are unique. You are created. He said, I know the plans that I have for you. Come. You who are brokenhearted, come. You who are down and out, an outcast to your family, maybe to your friends, maybe you've lost your job, come. Someone has been abused. Come. Hallelujah. Come. This is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Coming. Using me, Evangelist Vaughn, as a vessel to speak to you, his children. Come. Hallelujah. We just want to do a short segment here. God has led me to just invite you and to remind everyone to just ask God to bless our day. Before you get started, before you run out today, it's very important. It's a spirit in the air for anyone who's listening on whatever day it is. Ask blessings upon your day before you get started. It's just giving back to the Lord. If he give you breath in your body, if he touch you and wake you up to start you on your way, oh, take out time, my sister, my brother. Give back to the Lord. Ask him to bless your day. Ask him for directions on your way. Hallelujah. This is the Lord, the Lord's day. And he has allowed you and you and even you, regardless of what torment or torture that you're going through, that struggle today is going to give you strength for tomorrow. In the meantime, while you're in your misunderstanding, because you can't understand exactly why and how the strength is going to come from this struggle, just do as he said. Come to him. God, I'm brokenhearted. I want to come. God, I'm downcast. Take me as I come. God, I need to be lifted up. Can you just take me, Jesus? Hold me. Let me feel your arms around me. I've come to you today. I'm going to lay down everything that I've been picking up. I may be under the influence right now. Oh, but God, you said, come just as you are. I come to you wounded. I've been through the battle. I'm going through the battle. Hallelujah. I have fear wrapped all around me. I have illegal substance, I have drugs, I have alcohol, I have abuse all on my mind. come to you, Jesus, just as I am. Don't listen to the enemy tell you you can't go to God like that. Wait until you're clean. Wait until you're better. Wait until you're in another situation. That time may never come. But this time is now. Won't you come? Won't you come? Today it is heavy on my heart. This is not my normal session that I do. But the Lord says, invite my children to come. Before they start their day, somebody needs a reminder that they need to dedicate that day right back to the Lord. That they need to ask directions for that day before they get started. God bless you. God is a good God. Before you go into that courtroom, don't get so upset about what you think the outcome is going to be. Don't get so busy worrying about what you're going to wear or rehearsing what it is that your legal team has been rehearsing for you and drilling in your head. You're afraid you may forget an ounce of this wrong. All the Holy Spirit is telling me to tell you to wait. Just go on your knees. Tell God, I need you to come. I invite you to come. Come live in my heart, Jesus. Take over this situation, Lord. I know that if you come with me, if I accept you in my mind, in my heart, the relationship will change everyone in the courtroom. It'll change the mindset of the prosecutor. It'll change the mindset of the jury, of the judge. If you come with me, Jesus, I can walk in there with all the legal team that I have, spend all my money. But I'm still nervous. I can't be at ease. I still don't feel the security. So I invite you to come. Come, Lord Jesus. Walk with me today. Hallelujah. Because one thing that I desire, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. And I made up today is the day that I'm going to come to you. I'm going to bless your name today. I'm going to give this day that you have given to me, I dedicate it back to you. That your will be done in this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister, before you allow your spouse to go lay on that table in the operating room today, come. Invite Jesus Christ, the great surgeon, to steal and give peace unto the surgeons and all the medical team. Invite Christ in your heart for real this time. For real this time. You know that if he comes in your heart, the patient's life will change before you even go into the surgery room. Oh, I invite you before you go, undergo that surgery. You, mister. You, ma'am. Before you allow your children, take the time. Invite the Holy Spirit to dwell in you, to come live with you. Accept God as your only God. Believe that he gave his son, Jesus Christ, for you. That through his stripes you are healed. His stripes is the blood that he shed. That blood covers that healing right now you need. That blood covers that decision you need in the courtroom. is all covered by the blood. Confess it with your mouth. Find someone to confess that Jesus is Lord. He's my Savior. And I've invited him to be my friend. I've invited him to come live inside of me. And I don't know how, but I know that this situation, that it looks like it's upside down and ready to go to the bottom. I have peace in my heart. I have no fear. I have a sound, strong mind. Because God is now with me. And I know he is before me, before I get to that courtroom, before I get to that operating room. He's touching right now and healing all the bad things and thoughts that may be going into the medical team's mind that's got them worried or about their personal things. He's relieving that stress right now. They don't understand the peace that is upon them. But it's because of your prayer, because you've given your life. You've turned over yourself back to the Creator, back to the Healer, back to the only one whose judgment really counts. So right now, that judge and that jury and the prosecutor's teams and even your team, the defense team, God is doing things in their mind right now. Do you believe that he has the good news? Do you believe he comes with the good news? Hallelujah. This is Evangelist Vaughn bringing the good news that inspires. The good news that God has woke me up at this time in the morning to come and tell you that his news, the good word is here to uplift you. It's here to deliver your sin-sick soul back where it belongs, to him. That through the anointed word of our Savior, and our Lord Jesus Christ, everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. As you come to the Lord, even as this goes off, continue to come. Come to the Lord. He's waiting just for you. Just for you. God bless you. God keep you. If you need anything from me, if I can help you on your journey, on your walk with the Lord, call into the call line. Go online. Send me an email. I'll call you personally. Walk with me, God, at AOL.com. Don't forget to tell someone to call into the broadcast. If you tell one and someone else tells one, we can get this thing. We can do this. God is seeking you. Will you come? Will you come? God bless you and keep you until we meet again. Come.
I know he will make me whole.
I know that he'll make me whole.
The Spirit and the bride say, come.
Come.
All you gotta do is come.
While listening to these songs, if you realize that you don't have a personal relationship with Christ, I would be very honored to introduce you not to religion, but to a relationship. Just pray with me. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for me, rose for me, and you're coming back again for me. Forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart. I am saved. Welcome to the family.
Bless you. He loves you.